I'd like to excuse our good mayor who is out of town traveling today, and on the phone with us today we have Councilmember Scott Summers, who will be working with us as we go through our procedures and agenda this evening. The invocation this evening will be presented by Pastor Terry Darnell of Mesa Palms Seventh-day Adventist Church, followed by our Pledge of Allegiance given by Councilmember Chris Glover. Thank you. We'd like to invite you to please stand for those.
Our Father in heaven, creator of heaven and earth, we humbly come before your presence this evening. Lord, we thank you for this great country, the United States of America. We thank you for the basic freedoms of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness that you've given us for the last 237 years. Father, tonight I pray for the City Council of Mesa here. I pray, Lord, that your presence will be here, that every decision that is made will be in accordance with your sovereign will. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Wonderful. We would like to recognize that this Wednesday is September 11th, and the City of Mesa recognizes September 11th, 2013, as a day of solemn commemoration of events of September 11th, 2001, as a day to come together as a nation to serve your community. There are many opportunities on September 11th and in the days leading up to it for residents in Mesa to serve their community and to honor the victims and heroes of September 11th. The projects the city is participating in this year are assisting veterans, and we encourage residents to serve. The mayor has proclaimed September 11, 2013 as a day of service and remembrance, and we have the proclamation here with us today. Our next item is we wanted to take an opportunity to tell you about something that's occurred here in the community. We recently had made available to us here in the city a grant for the Mesa Fire and Medical Departments. Initially contacted by local representatives from the Mahoney Group, who informed us that a grant opportunity was being offered by their partner agency, which is Fireman's Fund. Fireman's Fund has a history of providing millions of dollars in grants to fire departments across the nation. And we are very excited to be able to work with these agencies and take part in this opportunity. And so we would like to invite up now Mr. Warren Sprecher from the Mesa Fire and Medical Department, and he'll give us a little bit more detail about this. We also have Chief Mary Camelli that will be assisting him.
Vice Mayor Finter, members of the council, thank you very much for allowing us to be here today. We'd like to also thank the Mahoney Group and the Fireman's Fund for the $22,000 that they have given us for the CERT program. And the CERT program is our Community Emergency Response Team. And Warren Sprecher here is the one that's in charge of our program, and he is reigniting this program. He's getting more members of the CERT team each day. If I can have the members of the CERT that are here today stand in the audience. We are very fortunate to have such wonderful volunteers that are here for the City of Mesa. When an emergency arises, we have members in the community that are engaging in this program. So this money is going to really help the program and help these folks to be engaged as they really are. We really appreciate all that you do, and thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
And I'm going to have Warren just go over a few things of what we are going to do with this grant money.
Thank you very much, Chief Camelli, and Vice Mayor Finter and council members, thank you very much for allowing us a brief opportunity to explain what this grant is about. We're very fortunate that Fireman's Fund, as well as the Mahoney Group, provided a grant of $22,000 in support of our re-established Community Emergency Response Team program. CERT basically enables members of the community to be prepared in the event of a disaster. Fortunately, in Arizona, we don't have many natural disasters aside from heat emergencies as well as our monsoons. So that being said, a lot of the funds that we are getting from this grant are used to build our storm response boxes, which will enable our members to go out and mitigate storm damage. Additionally, we're able to fund three basic CERT classes where we're able to get more members involved in the program. So we're very fortunate.
Thank you. Well, we sure appreciate that. We wanted to take the opportunity now to invite up members from the Mahoney Group, also from Fireman's Fund, that are here visiting with us today. And then we'd like to have the council members go down and take a quick picture with the ceremonial check.
So. And Eric Mattson from Fireman's Fund Insurance, could you please come up?
Excellent. Thank you.
Good afternoon. I'm Eric Mattson from Fireman's Fund. Thank you, Warren. Thank you, council. Thank my colleagues from Fireman's Fund as well as Mahoney. As we mark the 150th anniversary of Fireman's Fund, so we've been in business since 1863, we've had a social mission that we would actually support widows and orphans of firefighters. This commitment was renewed by the Fireman's Fund organization in 2004, and we are now awarding grants to fire departments for needed equipment, firefighter training, and community education programs. Since 2004, we've awarded more than $30 million in grants to more than 1,900 fire departments in 50 states. In Arizona alone, we've done over $300,000 worth of awards. We understand the challenges firefighters face today. This is more than a check, right? We understand that it goes directly to the life-saving types of activities they do. They protect our home, our businesses, and most importantly, our lives. In fact, firefighters share powerful stories with us about how these grants have saved lives. And we hope as you've gone through your training, you continue to share these stories with us as well. Our grants are awarded in two ways, by our employees and then through our independent agencies like the Mahoney Group, who are able to direct grants based on the growth of their business and working with the Fireman's Fund. To date, Mahoney Group has directed $195,000 in grants supporting firefighters. With that, it's my honor to actually introduce Glenn Nelson, who actually will talk from the Mahoney Group. Glenn?
Thank you. We're very proud of our partners at Fireman's Fund. It is so refreshing and so unusual to see that type of contribution. I want to recognize my partner, David Kamard, who is very much a part of making this happen. And this was really a response of Dave Richin's encouragement in the form of, what have you done for me lately? But we know these firefighters. These are our community. These are our people. And as been involved with the scouts and out there, we've been rescued so many times, we just really felt like we owed it. But we really appreciate, we thank the City Council and the City of Mason. We're very proud of our fire department, and we're particularly pleased with our friends at Fireman's Fund Insurance Company for their great generosity. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you. Some pictures? Yes. Stay up here. We'd like to take some pictures, if we could, real quick with that. We had some out in front, but we'd like to do it here also, if we could. Wonderful night. The next item we have is we always want to take the opportunity to recognize good things that are going on in the community. We'd like to now take the opportunity, especially to recognize folks that partner with us in our city, and we would like to recognize the United Food Bank, and they are one of those partners that we've had a long relationship with and working with. As one of its missions, the United Food Bank works tirelessly to end hunger. They are using the month of September to raise awareness of hunger and to educate the community about the importance of food banks. And to help with raising this awareness, the mayor has proclaimed the month of September 2013 as a Hunger Action Month. And you can see the proclamation here. So we'd like to take some time now and invite up Bob Evans and Erica Clemens to visit with us and kind of tell us a little bit of what they do.
I guess it's just me coming up right now.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Vice Mayor Finter. I'm honored to be here today on behalf of United Food Bank. We're extremely grateful to have such strong support from the City of Mesa Mayor Smith, Vice Mayor Finter, and the Mesa City Council. Without it, we could not have served 60 partner agencies and sites, nor could we have provided over 5 million meals to people in Mesa last year. Over the years, the City of Mesa has played an instrumental role in our mission to end hunger in Arizona. This month, Mayor Smith and Vice Mayor Finter, as you just heard, are helping advance our mission further by proclaiming September to be Hunger Action Month. This coincides with the National Awareness Month, which encourages the public to take action against hunger in their communities. This month, each of us can make a true impact on national hunger. Whether one signs up to volunteer, starts a food drive, donates their lunch money, wears orange, as you can see some of us are wearing orange ribbons, or shares hunger statistic with friends online, they can make a difference. Throughout Hunger Action Month, United Food Bank is also working to mobilize the public online with our photo campaign, End Hunger in AZ, One Plate at a Time. We're asking our supporters to write a statement against hunger on a paper plate and take a photo of themselves holding it. Every person that posts their photo on Instagram, Facebook, or Pinterest will help raise more awareness about hunger in Arizona. Phoenix Coyotes Captain Shane Doan and CBS 5 news anchors have already showed off their plates, and today Vice Mayor Finter and the Mesa City Council members are too. Their participation in this campaign will help us inspire others to do the same and to take action against hunger. Thank you again to Mayor Smith, Vice Mayor Finter, and each of the council members for your support of United Food Bank and Hunger Action Month.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. Bob, you sure you don't want to come up? We'd just like to give you some recognition for your long years of service with the United Food Bank. Tell us a little bit of wisdom here.
Well, if I had wisdom, I wouldn't be here. No, I appreciate the opportunity, council members, to address. And as the outgoing guard, I wanted to have the new faces here. I will be leaving the food bank at the end of December after 17 years. It's been a fantastic experience, and we're blessed to have folks like Erica on staff. So thank you very much, and we would like to get a photo of you if you could,
sure,
with your plates and the proclamation and all.
Well, just let me say thank you for all your service. Long years, there's been wonderful service given to those in need in this community, and we realize you've been the basis of that and a lot of effort. So thank you for
thank
your
you.
Service.
Appreciate
and we'll head on down here. To get organized. Scott, you still there? Our council member Summers?
Yeah, I'm here.
Wonderful. We're having a nice time recognizing good folks. Okay, our next item will be to, is item number one, is the consent agenda, which we will read into the, which will be read into the record by Mr. Kevin Christopher.
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you are interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Members of council, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless the council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the Council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for Los Musigos Sushi Bar and Grill, 1455 West Southern Avenue. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for Fat Willie's Family Sports Grill, 2250 South Buttercup. Item 3C, act on liquor license application for Over Easy, 6451 East Southern Avenue. Item 3D, act on liquor license application for Pita Jungle, 1652 South Val Vista Drive. Item 3E, act on liquor license application for Republica Empanada, 204 East 1st Avenue. Item 4A, act on contract to purchase one new commercial sweeper for the Parks, Recreation, and Commercial Facilities Department. Item 4B, act on two-year renewal of term contract for audiovisual services for the Parks, Recreation, and Commercial Facilities Department. Item 4C, act on three-year term contract for landscape maintenance services for aquatics facilities for Parks, Recreation, and Commercial Facilities Department. Item 4D, act on one-year renewal of term contract for janitorial and sanitation supplies for the materials and supply warehouse. Item 4E, act on three-year term contract for padlocks and keys for the materials and supply warehouse. Item 4F, act on contract to purchase Randox Evidence Analyzer for the Police Department. This purchase is fully funded by an intergovernmental agreement with the Town of Gilbert for lab regionalization services. Item 4G, act on two-year renewal of term contract for DNA crime laboratory supplies for the Police Department. Item 4H, act on contract to purchase 28 ruggedized laptops for police patrol vehicles as requested by the Information Technology Department. This purchase is funded by Asset Management RICO funds. Item 4I, act on three-year term contract for pipe repair clamps for the materials and supply warehouse for the Water Resources Department. Item 4J, act on contract to purchase new computers, related equipment, and software licenses for the Fiesta District Police Substation. Item 4K, act on dollar limit increase to the term contract for custodial services for secured city buildings as requested by the Facilities Maintenance Department. Item 4L, act on dollar limit increase to the term contract for custodial services for city buildings as requested by the Facilities Maintenance Department. Item 4M, act on contract to purchase 6 replacement light-duty pickup trucks for the Energy Resources Department. Item 4N, act on contract to purchase 2 replacement light-duty cab and chassis service body vehicles for the Energy Resources Department. Item 4O, act on contract to purchase 2 replacement light-duty cab and chassis service vehicles for the Energy Resources Department. The purchases for items 4M through 4O are funded by the Utility Replacement Extension and Renewal Fund. Item 4P, act on 3-year term contract for waterborne traffic paint for the Transportation Department. Item 4Q, act on contract to purchase 2 replacement pad mount transformers for the Energy Resources Department. This purchase is funded by electric utility bonds. Item 4R, act on 2-year renewal of the term contract for concrete installation and repair services for the Transportation, Energy Resources, and Water Resources Departments. This purchase is funded through the Highway User Revenue Fund and the Enterprise Fund. Item 4S, act on contract for the Val Vista Transmission Main Phase 1. The project's funded by the voter-approved 2010 Water Bond Fund. Item 4T, act on renewal of 1-year term contract for gas service regulators for the Materials and Supply Warehouse for the Energy Resources Department. Item 4U, act on contract for city reuse of 26 North McDonald Street. This project is funded by the 2012 Parks Bond Authorization. Item 5A, act on resolution authorizing city manager to accept funding made available through a grant agreement with the Arizona Criminal Justice Commission for equipment and training for the Forensic Services Section of the Police Department. Item 5B, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute amendment number 1 to the agreement with Teleport Communications America, allowing for the continued use of the right-of-way by the business for fiber optic communications infrastructure. The business pays a transaction privilege tax on telecommunications income. Item 5C, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute a telecommunication license renewal for Level 3 Communications LLC for a 5-year term with an optional additional term of 5 years. Item 5D, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute the annual operations funding agreement with Valley Metro Rail Incorporated for the operations and maintenance costs for light rail service in fiscal year 13-14. Item 5E, act on resolution extinguishing an undefined and unrestricted ingress and egress easement at 501 North Gilbert Road. Item 5F, act on resolution vacating an 8-foot-wide alley, extinguishing a 4-foot-wide easement for ingress and egress, and extinguishing a 3-foot-wide easement for alley purposes, all located in Sutherland Subdivision and at 101 North 38th Street. Item 6A, introduction of ordinance amending various sections of the Mesa City Code to increase the speed limit on Mountain Road from Skeet Street to Ray Road. Item 6B, introduction of ordinance regarding A13-07 for annexation of Maricopa County right-of-way for a portion of East Southern Avenue from east of South Cheshire to west of Chrisman Road. Item 6C, introduction of ordinance regarding Z13-033HL 59 East 1st Street, located north of Main Street and west of Mesa Drive, rezone and an option to opt into the form-based code to add a historic landmark overlay for this address. Item 6D, introduction of ordinance regarding Z13-036, the 2900 to 3000 blocks of South Sossaman Road, located south of Guadalupe Road, west of Sossaman, modification of the planned area development for Desert Place at Morrison Ranch to allow an increase in residential lot coverage. Item 6E, introduction of ordinance regarding Z13-037, the 8800 block of East Upper Canyon Drive, located north of McKellops Road, west of Ellsworth Road, rezone and site plan review to allow residential development on parcel 4B at Mountain Bridge. Item 6F, introduction of ordinance regarding Z13-038, the 8900 block of East Desert Foothills Drive, located south of McKellops Road, west of Ellsworth Road, rezone and site plan review to allow residential development on parcels 19 and 28 at Mountain Bridge. Item 6G, introduction of ordinance regarding Z13-039, the 8700 block of East Upper Canyon Drive, located north of McKellops Road, east of Hawes Road, rezone and site plan review to allow residential development on parcel 9 at Mountain Bridge. Item 6H, introduction of ordinance regarding Z13-041, 4142 East Otto Valley Drive, located west of Greenfield Road, north of Baseline Road, rezone and site plan review to allow development of a self-storage facility. Item 6I, introduction of ordinance regarding Z13-042, the 5200 to 5500 blocks of South Signal Butte Road and the 5200 to 5500 blocks of South Mountain Road, located between Signal Butte and Mountain Road just south of Railroad, modification of planned area development and rezone to allow residential development. Item 6J, introduction of ordinance modifying multi-unit dwelling wastewater schedules with increased rates, components, fees, or charges. Item 7A, act on ordinance regarding A12-06, annexing the 2600 block of East Lehigh Road, located between McDowell and Thomas Roads. This is initiated by the property owners, the City of Mesa. And item 8A, act on subdivision plat 1722 Banning Business Condominiums, the 1700 block of North Banning, located south and west of East McKellops Road and North Higley Road. Council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Christopher. Any council members that'd like to comment or pull an item off the agenda? Mr. Cavanaugh.
Thank you, Vice Mayor. I just wanted to give a special congratulations and shout out to my friends on items 3E for Republic Empanada. Family members have worked so very hard on this great new establishment in downtown. What a wonderful asset next to the Mesa Urban Garden. And I noticed you have very lively social media friends. And so, again, congratulations on all your hard work and opening your great asset, new asset to downtown. Thank you.
Wonderful. Mr. Summers, do you have anything you'd like to pull, or are you good?
No, I'm good.
Okay, good.
I just wasn't aware we had a street named Buttercup.
I didn't know that either.
Review that.
Buttercup. That's great. Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Cavanaugh with a second by Councilmember Glover. Please feel free to vote. And Mr. Summers, how do you vote?
I vote aye.
Aye. And we have five ayes, no nays. The consent agenda passes. And we have the mayor that is out of town and not with us today. Wonderful. Okay, one remaining item on the agenda is item 9A, and it is for the ABC Food Store. And it is a new beer and wine store license for ABC Food Store. It's 816 East University Drive. And this is for an existing building with no previous liquor license at this location. I thought we'd start off maybe with a quick overview from staff, Mr. Brady, or whoever you designate to kind of tell us where we're at in this situation.
Thank you, Vice Mayor. I think we'll have Tim Meyer come forward.
Wonderful.
Good evening, Vice Mayor and Council. ABC Market has applied for a Series 10 beer and wine store license. They are located at 816 East University, and we've had six petitions delivered to the city by residents objecting to the license. Other than that, the calls for service to that building are very reasonable, and so is the calls for service for the building right next to it.
Adjoining. I know that was questions from our prior study session, so you've done that research and fairly reasonable responses.
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. Anything else to add from the staff perspective?
No.
Any council members that had any questions for staff members? Mr. Summers? Okay. Well, thank you, sir. We'll go ahead. We have several individuals that have requested, let's see, I wish to speak. So we'll go ahead and start with the, we have some opposed and some in favor of this item. We'll try to spread them out as evenly as possible. We'll start out first with a person wishing. It looks like Steve Allen. Steve, we'd like to invite you up. And we'll go ahead, if you'll give us your address, name obviously, and then feel free, you have 3 minutes to speak, sir, and appreciate it. Go ahead.
Okay, my name is Steve Allen. I live at 625 East 1st Street here in Mesa. This store would be about 3 or 4 blocks from where I actually live. But as I think was already noted, there's already a beer and wine liquor store there right next to it on the corner of Horn and University. So I guess my question would be, is this, you're going to have two of them there competing against each other, or is the one on the corner moving? Perhaps I wouldn't have an opposition if the guy was just getting a little bit better location or something like that. But the need of two of them right on the, essentially the same corner, I don't think there's any need for that. And the flyer that was put on all of our doors in the neighborhood did indicate that it's only about a block from Edison Elementary. So unless you're trying to, you know, increase the liquor consumption in this area, it's probably not something that's going to create a great hardship on the residents of the area to continue going to the liquor store that's already there, or drive down to Main Street and get it from Walgreens or East Mesa Market or El Rancho Grande Market. That would be my comment. I oppose it.
Okay, sir. Thank you, Mr. Allen. Next person, forgive my pronunciation, but we have Mr. Joshi. We'd like to invite you up. If you'll let us know your full name, your address, and you'll have 3 minutes to share with us.
My name is Neeraj Joshi, 2732 East Concho Avenue. Actually, it's my mom who owns that store, so I'm talking on her behalf. Thanks for me letting me speak here. Okay, our concern is there are many businesses, they are like next to each other, and they all do good business. So, and I have attached like some pictures in my folder, if you guys want to take a look, like close, same distance as we are, same distance. And we open a neighborhood market, and we have a large variety of food we can provide to the community than market next door. And our hours are 6 to midnight, which are really good for our customers. Next door opens at like 9 o'clock and close at 8:30 and 9, so which is like not convenient for customers in that neighborhood. And yeah, and we offer like many more services than the store next door. Like we copy, fax, we Wi-Fi, large selection of grocery items on a great price. And we do have like a lot of kids product too, and like a lot more than what convenience store carries. And and there is another issue, check cashing issue in the petitions. So like many convenience store does check cashing with the convenience store. And if that's the issue, like, you know, then we can stop the check cashing. We won't do it anymore. And school, if we talk about school, and I am in a far away that we can obtain a liquor license, then actually the farmer market next door is more closer than us to schools, and we are far from him. So I don't see a reason like, you know, why we don't get a liquor license. And we are a good citizen, and, you know, we really respect and obey the law. And on top of that, like, we have 15-year lease signed to the property. And if we don't get it, it's going to be really hard for us to survive in this condition. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Joshi.
And we do have some
documentation. Okay. You could go ahead and pass it there. Wonderful, thank you. Our next person that would like to speak is Nancy Darien. I'd like to invite her up. And then on deck, we will have Mr. Singh, I believe, that will want to speak. So, Nancy, come on up. And again, your address, and you have 3 minutes.
Thank you, Vice Mayor Fenter. My name is Nancy Darien, and that is spelled D as in devil, A-R-I-E-N. I am a mother. I am a grandmother. I have lived in Mesa since 1969. My address is 1015 East 9th Street.
Okay.
I oppose having a second facility for selling liquor in the same parking lot, such a short distance from a school. Not only a school, there are several churches, there are several children that will be walking by there. And I oppose it, and I think I have taken less than 3 minutes, if I'm...
Yes, ma'am, you have.
You were raised right. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Okay, Mr. Singh, if you'll give us your full name and address. And you have 3 minutes, sir.
Hi, my name is Harjinder Singh, 3287 East Ravencourt Chandler, my residence. I have family, friends here, and I have an issue with the convenience store. All I'm going to say here that I know that a lot of people oppose, but they have a lot of letters with them, which are already given to young lady there, mm-hmm. that they, you have to read them, that how much they love the store and how much they like the store and their items and everything and timing too. So I understand his point of view to next door, but there are many businesses in the town, everywhere in the valley, very next to each other. They're competing with each other. I think competing with each other is a pretty, very good thing. It's not a bad thing for the country and for the people. So those who oppose, I understand their value too, and I ask you to consider they're already in the lease, in the building, and I think they do need to write the what they call is money or living for the family. So they already open, already in there. So I request you to consider that, please.
Okay, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Our next person looks like maybe it's another Darien family member. Yes, we'd like to invite you up. I'm sorry, I couldn't read that first name. And as this gentleman is coming up, next person on deck would be Patrick C., and I cannot pronounce the last name, so just be prepared to come up and let us know your full name. And then Mr. O'Reilly, looks like, after that.
Well, just go ahead.
So Mr. Darien.
Yes, my name is Robert Roman Darien.
Okay, thank you.
And I'm married to this lady. We've known the owner, Patrick, for well over 10 years, where he's been at the same location. On the corner of University and Horn. The thing that I object to is the fact of having two liquor stores within a red zone of one another, and there is a school just up the block, a grade school. There's a junior high school just a little further up the block, and my contention is that one liquor store on the corner is plenty. Now, I'm understanding that these folks have already signed a lease, they say, and so forth, but and I realize it probably would work a hardship on them. But at the same time, the thing that really object to is having two liquor stores on the same corner. And my feeling is that it brings in an element that isn't always best for the neighborhood, having that many there. One, I think, is enough. So I do oppose this petition.
Okay.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, Mr. Darien. Appreciate it. Okay, Patrick C., and you'll help me out with your last name as you come?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Again, you have 3 minutes if you'll give us your address. And
Council, my name is Patrick Uhebu, and I'm the owner of the University Farmers Market in question. I have lived in Mesa and owned the store since 1989. The University Farmers Market has been in existence prior to my owning the University Farmers Market, and its grandfathered position. And having ABC Food Mart close to me, the same parking lot, proximity, building property lines is about 25 feet, and building to building is almost 52 feet. Council, it is my belief that granting ABC the opportunity to own that could, in fact, jeopardize and create a hardship to my business, and possibly could put both of us out. And I hope my opponent thought about that before signing a lease contract. You know, if you look at the position where my business is located, I open 8 to 9, which is, in my belief, reasonable. I have a wife and family and children. And I don't see the reason to stay beyond that. And from the standpoint of my business, it's almost half a mile, north, south, east, and west. If I'm closed, anyone can go there and buy, beer and wine. But we also have to consider the community for which we stay and live and do business. This is pretty much a low-income community. And I don't think the community can sustain 2 liquor stores. And let's look at the implications that this is a residential commercial area. It's definitely not going to sustain 2 liquor licenses there. So I feel for the best interest of the neighborhood, for the best interest of the community, I think it would be nice to oppose this. And I hope the council can look at all the pros and cons and do what is right. And to reply to what the ABC has just requested, I have customers who said he paid them $1 to sign those things. I think it's below the standard. Thank you.
Wonderful, Patrick. Thank you so much. Okay, looks like Mr. O'Reilly.
Vice Mayor Finter, council members, thank you for the opportunity to speak. I was born in Mesa. My address is 531 North Brimhall, walking distance from Patrick's store and now the ABC food store. And I'm a Westwood Warrior alum. I've been going to Patrick's store since I was a little kid, when my dad would give me enough money to buy a chocolate bar. We would walk there, rollerblade there, and he was like an uncle or a friend to us. I would be able to come out after a dentist appointment and talk to him for 30 minutes about politics or where he's from or the neighborhood or how his business is doing. And that's a really cool thing to have in a neighborhood, someone who actually cares about its members and the community. And then, of course, in 2008, we all went through a lot of tough times, and Patrick has muddled his way through it. And I know that Mesa has done a lot to make sure that we're viable economically, but passing this liquor license will make his store not viable. It'll create too much competition, and like Patrick just said, it'll put one or both of them out of business. Growing up in Mesa, I was taught sometimes what's legal is not always right. And I appreciate the importance of competitive business and a competitive economy. But this is not competitive business. This is cutthroat business. And I don't think that's what Mesa's about. So please do what's right and don't pass this liquor license. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I was wondering maybe at this moment if we could have Ms. Spinner kind of describe to us or an overview of the liquor license application process, and then for those that weren't at our study session, maybe some of that direction that we have been given.
Yes, Mr. Vice Mayor, members of the council, under state law, the council makes a recommendation to the state liquor board. So the council does not decide to grant or deny a liquor license. You are making a recommendation to the state liquor board. So the council will take a vote tonight. We will pass on the vote along with the protests that have been filed in this case and the minutes, and we will present them to the liquor board. Under state statute, if the council recommends denial, it has to, basically it should be considering the 12 criteria that is set out in the administrative code as a basis, and the council needs to specifically identify one or more of these criteria that is the basis for the council's recommendation for denial. And I believe you have those. If you don't, let me know and we can provide them. If the council is going to make a recommendation for approval, or if the council is not going to make a recommendation for either approval or denial, we'll still submit the information to the State Liquor Board. But at that point, the State Liquor Board can cancel their hearing and they can just grant the license if they choose. If the council recommends denial, they will have a hearing. However, even with a non-recommendation, the citizens can still go to the State Liquor Board and file their complaints, and they can request a hearing. So even if the council makes no recommendation here, the citizens that showed up today, they can file complaints or protest with the State Liquor Board and ask for a hearing, and they'll have an opportunity to speak to the Liquor Board, who is the ultimate decision maker.
Okay. And remind me again how many votes it takes to make those recommendations?
Yes. Under our charter, it takes 4 votes of the council to pass a motion. So if you do not reach 4 for either approval or denial, it would go forward without a recommendation.
Okay. And we have 4 of us here today, plus Council Member Summers, who is on the phone with us.
Yes.
So 5 total. And many of you know that we had a council member resign, so we're running one short, and our good mayor is out of town, so we won't have that vote with us today. So, fellow council members, what kind of feedback, input, or what would you like to say? Mr. Glover.
The market is in my district, and I will be supporting the liquor license. I do believe that we should have a competitive nature in our market, and that if a business is going to succeed, it will succeed on its own merits, and if it fails, it will fail on its own merits. But we should not selectively choose when we want to apply certain rules, especially if there's other things that are already in place. And ultimately, it is the State Liquor Board that will grant the license.
Okay. Mr. Cavanaugh.
Thank you, Vice Mayor. I'm going to join Mr. Glover in support of the application for a variety of reasons. These are 2 convenience stores. I think these are 2 good businesses. We have very strict ordinances in place that regulate the operation of convenience stores to ensure that they are safe for their employees, their customers, and their neighborhood. And I know that that both of these businesses are good businesses. And I think I don't want to be in the position of picking winners and losers. My hope is that both the businesses thrive with competition. Certainly the existing business, I think, has a wonderful rapport and following with its neighborhood. And it puts a big burden on the second convenience store to show value to the neighborhood. But I don't, in reviewing the petitions and some of the reasons behind the petitions, I guess I have a concern. I don't want to prejudge a business before they have a liquor license. ABC hasn't done anything wrong. They haven't violated any laws. There's nothing bad associated with this ownership group. And so my feeling is to deny or recommend denial of the liquor license is to almost like convicting someone before they've done something. And so my hope is that both will survive. The city has very strong ordinances in effect for both convenience stores to help assist them to run safe operations, to be good neighbors. If they're not good neighbors, we will hear, and the city would certainly complain to the appropriate authorities if either place are bad actors. And I suspect that both of them will be on their very best behavior in terms of operations. So that's why I'll be supportive of Mr. Glover's motion.
Thank you, Council Member. Mr. Richens.
The State Liquor Board sets out 12 criteria. I believe that's the correct number, 12 criteria for which, if we were to recommend denial, that it has to fit within that box. And I agree with the comments that were made about competition. However, I do have an issue with there's criteria number 11 reads comparison of the hours of operation of the proposed premises to the existing businesses in close proximity. And the proposal, as I understand it, is for that business, the ABC Market, to run on a 24/7 basis. It's adjacent to a current residential house right next door. And so I'm going to be opposing it based on that criteria. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Richens. Council Member Summers, did you want to say anything?
Thank you, Vice Mayor. I think Council Member Kavanaugh captured my feelings on this case pretty accurately. So I will be supporting.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. I'll weigh in also. I appreciate having both families here and hearing about how they're going through running these businesses. And so I'm going to go ahead and support this application going through. I appreciate some of the challenges this free market and the competition provides. And again, it's the state liquor board's responsibility to make that final decision, but we make the recommendation through. So I'll be supporting it. And it looks like we do have a motion by Councilmember Glover and a second by Mr. Kavanaugh. If there's no further comments, please vote. Councilmember Summers?
I vote aye.
Vote aye. It looks like we have four ayes and one nay. Thank you. It's a little difficult to read without glasses. I'll remember that next time. And so the application will go on to the liquor board with a recommendation for approval. Okay, thank you. And thank you for all taking the time to come out and speak to us. The next item on the agenda is Ms. Mickelson. Do we have any individuals that wish to speak?
No request, Vice Mayor.
We don't. We have a motion for adjournment, seconded by Mr. Glover. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much.